Obviously, it's been a lot of changes in the way we do things over the last 6 months, and one of the big things for sporting events, live sporting events this year, is that people have to book their tickets online. It's also it can be aided with contact tracing and things like that as well, and also because you're capped, unfortunately, at a crowd of 2,000 for next, is it Tuesday, Wednesday now? The 31st, it's...
New Year's Eve is, I've never looked that far, Martin, but New Year's Eve, so I think that is a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
It's Thursday, actually, we're both wrong.
How are we going?
It'll come around quickly, though, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, obviously the world has changed and we need to pivot with it. And, with a couple of the clubs that are involved in the on the coast, we're certainly looking at ways to try to make it as convenient as we possibly can, whilst being able to contact trace with COVID-19. But, there will be no gate takings on the day, so don't show up at the gate expecting to get in when you haven't purchased a ticket. You need to go to and buy tickets online.
Yep, okay, so you can get them through the Burnley Athletics Club website. There's a link to burneytickets.com.au, which is where you can buy your tickets and provide your personal details, and let's hope we never need to use them. Obviously, the other thing that's been affecting sport greatly this year is sponsorship. A lot of sponsors and businesses have been doing it tough, but you've done very well again with the Burnley Carnival with some great local support.
Yeah, I guess it's been proof over the last 7 or 8 years we've been involved, I suppose, that... that they've experienced. Sponsors have loved what we've done. We generally put on a great day and for those that attend, and we get sponsors there, the gift track on the final, and they love the experience. They love the fact that they can invest into and give directly to the broader community. So sponsorship's been amazing this year considering what business has gone through, and we're lucky to be able to put on such an event.
Yeah, and the Coleridge gift for Burnley men should be an absolute cracker. We've got Jack Hale having another crack at it. Jacob Despard's another one who's rated fairly highly. And Alex Hartman as well is a big chance too. And it is one of Australia's most sought-after gifts. It's one of the richest gifts in Australia, so it's one they all want to win. And it's going to be a quality field and really looking forward to it. And you've actually got 10 heats, which is even more than last year, and that was pre-COVID.
Isn't it funny? There's opportunity about in business and there's opportunity about in... running sporting events. So, yeah, that's right. So we've got more of men's gift events than we've had in previous years. And, yeah, having Hartman, Hale and Despard all compete. And we've got, I can't even pronounce their names, but the African boys are coming down from Sydney, one that won it.
The defending champion, yep.
Yeah, so we've got, they run like the wind. And having the men's gift finals is going to be amazing. Hopefully all the favourites can get through. All due respect to the local guys, but it's great having those high-profile athletes compete for a large check.
Good field for the Stubbs Construction women's gift as well. Morgan Gaffney, she's actually going to be starting or handicapped to half a metre behind scratch. It's going to be hard for her to get up from there.
Yeah, she's the Princess of Burnley. She's won a few finals, obviously, and carving her way nicely in history of such an event. Equal prize money to Martin as well, so... thanks to Stubbs, but yeah, we've got 5 heats there. I think that's one more than last year. We're expecting Morgan to be in the final, hopefully. So yeah, it's just really exciting. Both gift races look exciting. More heats, better competition, or more competition, it'd be good from a spectator point of view as well.
Yeah, she's won the last 3, I think, in a row, or was it 3 out of the last 4 or something? But she holds the record, and obviously a through and through a true champion.
Yeah, I think in February she broke the Tassie record as well. So she's obviously in good shape, and it's an Olympic year too. So you just don't know what could happen for someone like Morgan. So it's great to give her those opportunities in these events.
Absolutely. Now the fields are down a little bit in the cycling, but there's plenty of quality there.
Yeah, plenty of quality. We're not sure what's happening in New South Wales borders yet, but there's plenty of Victorian teams that cyclists that are coming down. It's the William Adams men's wheel race. We'll keep an eye on that and we'll try to get some stuff out. We've got some more announcements to come as we lead up to the event. With border restrictions and stuff, it's hard to make announcements, but we're doing the best we can through the SCAT page and through our Facebook page.
Yeah, and the women's wheel, again, a smaller field than last year, but once more, it's full of quality.
Yeah, full of quality again, and Georgie Baker, the local Olympian from Launceston, I think she's 26-year-old, great to have her on board. And I think she's really privileged that we're running such a great event and a competitive event, as you mentioned. And once again, it's equal prize money for women's gift, women's wheel race, thanks to SERS and Direct Edge.
The Tasmanian Mile will be another highlight. We've seen some fantastic duels over the last few years with people like Ryan Gregson and, of course, Stuart McSwain, our own local homegrown champion from King Island. He's committed to coming back this year. He's having a crack at the Australian, Australian mile record at Penguin in a couple of days' time. So we'll see how he goes with that. But he loves running in Burnie, and he'll certainly have the crowd on his side, won't he?
Yeah, well, I regard these guys as modern-day De Castellas and Monoghettis.
Yeah.
The last 4 or 5 years, the mile race has really lifted in profile. It's one of the richest events on the Australian mile race calendar, and thanks to UTAS, we hope to break some record. If we can get the wind off, we've had a lot of wind in the last couple of years, and if the wind can die off, although West Park's a funny, awkward-shaped track and a little bit of it's uphill, hopefully we can break that four-minute barrier.
Okay, now there's a bit happening off the track, of course, as well. We know there's no New Year's Eve celebrations on the Burnie waterfront, but you will have fireworks at the end of the carnival, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we've tried lots of different marketing things to get people to the event, and what we've found is fireworks is significant. And it's probably my fault, I'll take responsibility of that, but council usually ran the fireworks, and they've been amazing in supporting us as well and with our COVID plans and things. And thanks to Caterpillar, we approached it. Support us with the financials for the fireworks. That will be on at 9:30 or just after the event, last event. So it's great to be able to put that on for the community. It's funny how sometimes you just got to make things simple and attract people. And fireworks has definitely been a big hit.
Well, I won't be going home before them because I love them. I'm a big kid when it comes to fireworks, so looking forward to that. And it's a real family day too. You've got lots of things happening off the track to keep the families entertained, and it's going to be from 11 till 9, so it's a fairly big program, but plenty of things happening off the track as well.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty to do, as there always is. I guess usually we have 3,500 people attend, and at the moment we've got a permit for 2. We're waiting to hear back on our level 3 permit, and then hopefully that gets us up to 4 or 5 so people won't be affected. And we don't want to turn people away, obviously. So, it'd be a great family day. We've got the Asahi tent up there on the hill, and that was really successful last year as well, and brass bands and politicians opening and speaking on our behalf and things like that. It's a great day, Martin. And, once again, I just hope local people can support the event.
Yep, and it's important to, you can only get your tickets online, and two reasons for that, obviously because of COVID, but also because there could be a cap on it, and we may have to turn some people away. But sadly, I'll be looking forward to catching up with you on Thursday, Rolly, but thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas, mate.
Thanks, you too. Thanks for all your support. And if I can just finish, just keep an eye on our Facebook page. We'll announce as soon as we hopefully get our application approved. Fingers crossed. And we'll make some announcements during there. But, must be online, ticket sales only, please.